Businesses are being urged to prepare for the introduction of Payday Super from July, with the Australian Taxation Office warning employers who fail to meet their obligations could face significant penalties. The new system will require superannuation contributions to be paid at the same time as wages, replacing the current quarterly schedule. The ATO says many employers are already paying super more frequently, but businesses should review payroll systems, cash flow plans and reporting processes before the change takes effect. ATO Deputy Commissioner of the Payday Super Program, Emma Rosenzweig, says the initial focus will be on helping businesses comply, but warns there are serious consequences for employers who do not.
So if an employer doesn't meet their obligations to their employees, the first thing that we will do is get in touch with them and nudge them to do so. But if an employer continues not to pay for their staff, there are penalties. They start at 60%. But then if we have raised an assessment and an employer is liable for those amounts and they continue not to pay, then the penalties start getting even more serious.